You're listening to SBS News.
Juan Rosa Izam Ahmed knows just how dangerous working as a delivery rider can be. The 41-year-old told SBS News she feared for her life when her bicycle collided with the door of a parked car as it swung open while she was making a delivery in Melbourne earlier this year.
Emotionally distraught, there was pain all over my body. I suffered recurring headaches.
She sustained head and arm injuries, and although she received $2,400 in compensation from Uber's insurance company Chubb, she says it didn't come close to covering her medical expenses and the time she needed to take off.
I could not work for another 2 months because of my injuries. As a rider, we are on the front line, and I was expecting more.
Her case is not unique. New figures obtained by SBS News reveal the eastern states have recorded the most safety incidents involving food delivery riders. There were 65 in New South Wales in the last 12 months, 42 claims in Victoria and 26 in Queensland. Nick McIntosh from the Transport Workers Union says the statistics significantly understate the extent of safety issues affecting the on-demand industry.
Fortunately, most of these regulatory systems mean that gig economy companies don't even have to report these incidents because there's a question mark as to whether they fall within the jurisdiction of the schemes.
Most gig economy workers are classified as independent contractors, meaning they're not entitled to minimum wage, superannuation or workers' compensation. Safety training for delivery riders can be minimal. A recent survey conducted by the Transport Workers Union found more than one in three delivery riders reported being injured on the job, with four out of five saying they did not receive any support from the company. Juan Rosa Izam's experiences with the platform worsened after she returned to delivering. She says Uber Eats doesn't treat riders with any compassion after it deactivated her account because of three orders involving delays.
I had just come out of an accident. I was riding much slower because I was scared, but they don't show any sympathy or leniency. I asked them repeatedly why my account was blocked, but was never given a proper reason.
In a statement, Uber Eats said, "Safety is fundamental to us and we have instituted a number of measures over recent years to keep those who use the platform safe, including onboarding modules covering road and bike safety, an annual cycling safety test, and cycling-specific navigation." Industry talks have begun with the New South Wales government this week to enhance safety in the sector. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.